Hi, my name is Lulu, and I'm going to tell you about our excursion to Rochi Park last term. On Monday, the 8th of April, all the Year 3s went to Rochi Park for an excursion. To get there, we went on two buses because there were so many people going to Rochi Park. When we got there, we sat in three groups. Smiler Gale welcomed us and told us about Rochi. One group went with Zach, the other went with Tracy, and ours, well, we went with Wayne. Wayne is an Aboriginal elder who is an expert at survival in the bush. He showed us plants for food, medicine and tools. First, we went to have a look at bracken fern. We learned that young bracken fern leaves are similar to aloe vera because they can be used as an ointment for bites and stings. Then we moved on to the tassel plant. We learnt that tassel plant stems are used to make men's spears. Then we had a look at curry hazelnut and we learnt that curry hazelnut can make soap and food. To make the soap, we would get some water on our hands and rub the curry hazelnut leaves together in the water to make soap. To make the food, we would put the soap in a lake, river, creek or even ocean and wait until the fish come up to the surface because they love curry hazelnut. When they come up, grab them for tea. Then Wayne took us to the river reeds. We learned that reeds can be eaten. You eat the fresh white bit, but be careful of the blades on the reeds. Then we stopped being with Wayne, and we thanked him very much. Next, we met Zat, an Aboriginal expert who knows a lot of Dreamtime stories. He told us a Dreamtime story about Marmung, the whale, and Quilung, the dolphin. We liked the Dreamtime stories because Zat used a lot of Aboriginal words. Then we met Tracy, a lady who works at the Cape to Cape catchments, and she knows a lot about Aboriginal culture and nature. She asked us to find a nut or seed in 10 seconds. Most people got a honking nut, but some didn't. Then Tracy showed us the ducks and the river. After that, we said goodbye and went on the bus back to school. We'd like to thank Rotary for making this excursion possible.